Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhari, and today we're in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Tes, the second parak, Ve'il Mutarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Yud Ches Amad Beis, Rabbi Zera said, Rabbi Lezer was the Tana who held Safek Nezirus Lahakel. A Safek involving Nezirus is treated leniently. Abai questions if Rabbi Lezer is the Tana, since the next part of that very Mishnah states, Safek Bechoros, Echel Bechori Adam, Echel Bechori Behema, Ben Tamea, Ben Tahora, a Safek of Bechoros, whether a Bechor of a person, a Bechor of animals, whether non-kosher or kosher, Hamotzi Mechavero of Arai, the Kohen, who's attempting to withdraw property from his friend, must provide proof that it's Bechor. The Ron explains that the case is where the mother gave birth to twins, one male, one female, and it isn't known whose head emerged first. And a Bryce taught regarding this, Vasurim Begiza Ba'avoda, but they are prohibited in shearing and work out of doubt that they may be a Bechor. We see then that this Mishnah rules stringently regarding a suffix involving someone's property, although it is lenient when it involves the person himself, such as in the case of Naziris. And earlier, Rabbi Zera said that one's person and property should be treated equally. The Gemara answers, Amai Kamadam is Kedusha Abba Me'elel, or Kedusha Abba B'di Adam. Why do you compare Kedusha that comes by itself, meaning a Bechor, to Kedusha that comes through man, meaning Naziris? Rabbi Lezer's reasoning was that a person does not intend to affect a neder in a case of uncertainty, but that would not prevent automatic kedusha from taking effect. Point number two is taught in the Brisa. If one says, Harini Nazir, im yesh b'kri hazeh me'akur, I'm hereby a Nazir if there are 100 kor in this pile, and he went and found that it was stolen or lost, and can no longer determine its volume, Rabbi Yehuda says he is not a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says he is. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda's position for ruling leniently in the case of the Safek contradicts his statement in our Mishnah, which implies he would rule stringently in a case of Stam Truma, one who makes an undefined Truma Neder, which is a Safek if one meant Truma of grain, which cannot affect a Neder, or Truma Zalishka, which can affect a Neder. Rabbi answers that the reason Rabbi Yehuda is lenient in the case of the grain pile is Kosha Sveko Chamur Mevadai Lema'al Nafshi Lesveka, wherever the Safek, meaning ruling stringently because of a suffix is more stringent than its certainty, a person does not bring himself into a ruling of doubt. Because by a nazir, although a definite nazir can shave his hair and bring a nazir carbon and it is eaten, a suffix nazir cannot shave his hair nor bring his carbon. Since he may not be a nazir, the carbon may be illegitimate and cannot be brought, which would preclude his ever shaving his hair, for fear that he may be a nazir who has yet to bring his nazir karbanis. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one would not intend to put himself in such an irreconcilable position, and the naziris is invalid. And pointing with you, the Gemara challenges Rava's answer by quoting a brisa which states that even a declaration to be a nazir shimshon, which means he may not cut his hair for life, like shimshon, in a case of safek, is invalid according to Rabbi Yehuda, despite there being no added stringency by the suffix status. Rava responded, Itanya Tanya, if there's such a brisa, then there is, meaning he concedes and he cannot explain it to conform with our Mishnah. Ravashi answers, the brisa of Nazir Shimshon was Rabbi Yehuda quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who said, in a case where a man said about an approaching person, I'm a Nazir that it is pony, and a second person said, I'm a Nazir if that is not pony, Ein Echo Mehem Nazir, neither of them is a Nazir, regardless of who is correct. Shonitna Naziris al Hafwa, because Naziris was only given to take effect when there is a clear expression with no uncertainty at the time of the declaration. The Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Naziris would be ineffective even if the pile of grain was not subsequently lost, since the amount was unknown at the time of his declaration. So once again, the 3 points are number one on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi Zera said that Rabbi Lezer was the Tanu who held Safek Naziris Lahakel. A Safek involving Naziris is treated leniently. Abai questions if Rabbi Lezer is the Tana, since the next part of that very Mishnah states, Safek Bechoros, Echel Bechori Adam, Echel Bechori Behema, Ben Tamea, Ben Tahora, a Safek of Bechoros, whether a Bechor of a person, a Bechor of animals, whether non-kosher or kosher, Hamotzi Mechavero of Arai, the Kohen, who's attempting to withdraw property from his friend, must provide proof that it's Bechor. The Ron explains that the case is where the mother gave birth to twins, one male, one female, and it isn't known whose head emerged first. And a Bryce taught regarding this, Vasurim Begiza Ba'avoda, but they are prohibited in shearing and work out of doubt that they may be a Bechor. We see then that this Mishnah rules stringently regarding a suffix involving someone's property, although it is lenient when it involves the person himself, such as in the case of Naziris. And earlier, Rabbi Zera said that one's person and property should be treated equally. The Gemara answers, Amai Kamadam is Kedusha Abba Me'elel, or Kedusha Abba B'di Adam. Why do you compare Kedusha that comes by itself, meaning a Bechor, to Kedusha that comes through man, meaning Naziris? Rabbi Lezer's reasoning was that a person does not intend to affect a neder in a case of uncertainty, but that would not prevent automatic kedusha from taking effect. Pointing to his Tana Brice, if one says, Harini Nazir, im yesh b'kri hazeh me'akur, I'm here by a Nazir if there are 100 kor in this pile, and he went and found that it was stolen or lost, and can no longer determine its volume, Rabbi Yehuda says he is not a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says he is. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda's position for ruling leniently in the case of the Suffolk contradicts his statement in our Mishnah, which implies he would rule stringently in a case of Stam Truma, one who makes an undefined Truma Neder, which is a Suffolk if one meant Truma of grain, which cannot affect a Neder, or Truma Zalishka, which can affect a Neder. Rava answers that the reason Rabbi Yehuda is lenient in the case of the grain pile is, Kosha Sveko Chamur Mevadai L'Ma'al Nafshi L'Sveka, wherever the Suffolk, meaning ruling stringently because of a suffix, is more stringent than its certainty, a person does not bring himself into a ruling of doubt. Because by a nazir, although a definite nazir can shave his hair and bring a nazir carbon and it is eaten, a suffix nazir cannot shave his hair nor bring his carbon. Since he may not be a nazir, the carbon may be illegitimate and cannot be brought, which would preclude his ever shaving his hair, for fear that he may be a nazir who is yet to bring his nazir karbanis. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one would not intend to put himself in such an irreconcilable position, and the naziris is invalid. And pointing with you, the Gemara challenges Rava's answer by quoting a brice which states that even a declaration to be a nazir shimshon, which means he may not cut his hair for life, like shimshon, in a case of safek, is invalid according to Rabbi Yehuda, despite there being no added stringency by the suffix status. Rava responded, Itanya Tani, if there's such a brisa, then there is, meaning he concedes that he cannot explain it to conform with our Mishnah. Ravashi answers, the brisa of Nazir Shimshon was Rabbi Yehuda quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who said, in a case where a man said about an approaching person, I'm a Nazir, that it is plony, and a second person said, I'm a Nazir, if that is not plony, Ein Echo Mehem Nazir, neither of them is a Nazir, regardless of who is correct. Because Naziris was only given to take effect when there is a clear expression with no uncertainty at the time of the declaration. The Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Naziris would be ineffective even if the pile of grain was not subsequently lost, since the amount was unknown at the time of his declaration. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Tes, and our standard Siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who complained the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on, by telling him that even if he had pledged to be a Nazir Shimshon, would need a Nazir's Ella Hafla, and that he's not a Nazir. So once again, in slow motion, the captain of the yacht, that must be learned off Yutes. The captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, which reminds us that Belazar rules that Suffolk Nazir is Lahakel, but when it comes to Suffolk Bechor, he's Machmir in that it can't be worked or sheared, because while a person does not intend to affect a Neder in the case of a Suffolk, it would not prevent automatic Kedusha from taking effect. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who complained the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brice, if one says, Harini Nazir, im yesh b'kri hazeh me'akur, I'm here by a Nazir, if there are 100 kor in this pile, and he went and found that it was stolen or lost and can no longer determine its volume, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not a Nazir, and Shimon says he is. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who claimed the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on, by telling him that even if he had pledged to be a Nazir Shimshon, would need a Nazir's Ella Lahafwa, and that he is not a Nazir, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a declaration to be a Nazir Shimshon, which means he may not cut his hair for life like Shimshon, in a case of a Suffolk, he is not a Nazir. Ravashi says Rabbi Yehuda was quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who said, in a case where a man said about an approaching person, I am a Nazir, if that is plony, and a second person said, I am a Nazir, if that is not plony, ain ech mehem Nazir, neither of them is a Nazir, regardless of who was correct, shul nitna Naziris ella hafwa, because Naziris was only given to take effect when there is a clear expression with no uncertainty at the time of the declaration. So once again, the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who complained the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on, by telling him that even if he had pledged to be a Nazir Shimshon, would need a Nazir's Ella Hafwa, and that he is not a Nazir. All right, now it's time to go to our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Tes Vav, so the Simmer Daf Tes Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl, that must be one Daf Tes Vav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. The fruit bowl bounced on top of the head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konam on my sleep, which reminds us, Ravina said that if someone simply said, Konam shani b'shenai, Konim on my sleep without referencing his eyes. Although the neder is not valid because sleep is intangible, midirabban it is an effective neder and he's still subject to oyechel dvaro. So the fruit bowl bounced on top of the head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konim on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkot, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Rav Yehuda from a Mishnah which states that if one says to his wife, that which you benefit from me is forbidden till Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, if she went before Pesach, then she's forbidden in its benefits until Pesach. The Gemara will clarify the question and bring an answer. So the fruit bowl balanced on top of a head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konim on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkot, because she was upset with him for making another neder on something he was obligated to her, midoraisa, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudal and Amabes had said that one who says to his wife, Konim my relations with you, the neder is effective. The Gemara here asks, but he's midoraisa obligated to her, as it's written, Sherek susa v'onasa lo yikra, her food, her clothing, and her time, referring to marital relations, he cannot reduce. So how then can the neder take effect? The Gemara explains that he said, the benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, in which case the neder is effective, although he effectively forbids her in having relations with him. The Ron explains that he's able to prohibit his own benefit, which is in his control, because he's not directly prohibiting her benefit. Daf Tes Zayin. So the symbol Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat with big toes. Acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin. Toes. The acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, I will eat. Shvu'a shel ochal, which reminds us, Abai said, that a shvu'a shel ochal can be understood in two different ways, either that he will eat or he will not eat, depending on the context. If he was being pressured to eat and he said, I will eat, I will eat, and he said further, I swear, sha'ochal, then it means that I will eat in accordance with what he was saying. So the acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, shvu'a sha'ochal, swung high above a sukkah where someone who swore he would violate the mitzvah sat inside. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, v'chomer menedarim b'shvu'os, and this is an area in which nedarim are more chamor than shvu'os. If someone said, konim a sukkah that I make, or a lulav that I take, or tefillin that I put on, menedarim asu b'shvu'os mutter. In the case of menedarim, he's forbidden to those items, but in the case of shvu'os, the oath is not valid, and he's permitted. She'ein nishbain l'avor aha mitzvos, because one cannot affect an oath to transgress a mitzvah. So the acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, shvu'a sha'ochal, swung high above a sukkah where someone who swore he would violate the mitzvah sat inside, while a man who made a neder and said, the sukkah is forbidden upon me, stood outside. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Maishna neder, what is different about a neder that it's valid even when it contradicts a mitzvah? Because it's written, if a man makes a vow to Hashem, he shall not desecrate his word. And the juxtaposition of Hashem to lo yechel dvaro teaches that even a neder made against Hashem's mitzvahs is valid and cannot be desecrated. The Ron explains that it's more reasonable to assume that the word Lashem in the Pasuk is teaching that a neder is effective even when made against mitzvahs, because a neder prohibits entities, in this case a sukkah, which only indirectly disables him from fulfilling his mitzvah. A shvu, on the other hand, prohibits a person in activities which would directly contradict his obligation to fulfill his mitzvah. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman, that must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Yesh neder betoch neder. A neder can take effect during the term of another neder, vein shvu betoch shvuah, but a shvuah cannot take effect within the term of another shvuah. How so? If one says, harini nazir ima ochel, I'm hereby a nazir if I eat this bread. And he eats it, chayv al kolachos v'achis, he's chayv to observe a term of naziris for each and every one of his nedarim. The Ron explains that the second nazir declaration can take effect even while the person is already a nazir, but it does not actively begin until he completes his first naziris. So, the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, and then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car, which reminds us, Ravuna says, they only tell this halacha of yesh neder betoch neder regarding a case where he declared, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir tomorrow, for since an extra day is added, the second Nazirus can take effect upon the first Nazirus. Because each Nazirus term is 30 days, starting a second Nazirus tomorrow would dictate that it's ending one day later than the first. This allows the second Nazirus to take effect, although practically, he cannot begin it until after the first Nazirus is completed. So the customer tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, "I'm a Nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a Nazir today if I buy this car," and then desperately tried again by pledging, "And I'm a Nazir tomorrow if I buy this car," didn't know what to say when the salesman responded, "I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon," followed by, "I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon or a bad apple," which reminds us, Rav Huna would explain that the parallel case of Shavuos is where he first said, "Shul ochel te'enim, I swear I will not eat figs, v'chazva amr Shavuos shul ochel te'enim v'anavim," and then said, "I swear I will not eat figs and dates," that the second Shavuot does not take effect. The Ran explains in his preferred explanation that the second Shavuot means to specifically prohibit eating both figs and grapes, but not either one alone. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi standing under the chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir Lahazir, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the pasuk of Nazir Lahazir, which teaches that Nazirus takes effect on Nazirus, is needed in a case where one declared two Nazirus vows simultaneously. The Ran explains that they are effective as 2 30-day periods. Without the pasuk, one might have thought that one would be chived to observe them as one long 60-day period of Nazirus. So the rabbi standing in the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir Lahazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second shavua kicked in. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had stated, "Shavu shu ochel, shavu shu ochel va'achel, I swear I will not eat this, I swear I will not eat this," and he ate it. Eino chai ve'lo achas, he's only chai for one set of malchus. This implies that the second shavua does not take effect at all. Rav on this stuff qualifies this by saying, if he asks for a head to birth the first Shavua, the second takes effect on him. The second Shavua is valid insofar as the first is not active to prevent it from taking effect. So the rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir Lazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first Shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second Shavua kicked in. So he changed his speech and gave them advice for their future together that, Stam Nadar Mohachmir Uperushim Mohakil. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Stam Nadarim Hachmir, unspecific Nadarim are treated stringently, Iperushim Hachka, but their explanation is accepted even leniently. The Mishnah gives numerous illustrations of this principle, the first being, Amar Hai like Psar Maliach Kayani Nesach. If he said it's to me like salted meat or like poured wine, and didn't specify which type of meat or wine he was referencing, whether it was meat of a carbon and wine of Yai Nesach, or meat and wine served to a Avodah Zorah, we assume he intended to make a valid neder, for otherwise, as the Rosh explains, he had no reason to say anything. Alright, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff we learn? Stam Nadar Mohachmir Uperushim Lahakel, that's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 2, which stuff did we learn? Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, that's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 3, which stuff did we learn that in the case of a Safek Bechor, it cannot be worked or sheared, that's on Daf Yud Test. Good, number 4. Which stuff when the Rav Huna says the case of Yesh Neder Betoch Neder is where one says, "I'm a Nazir today if I eat this bread, I'm a Nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread." That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 5. Which stuff when if one takes two identical Shavuos, if he asks for a Heter for the first Shavua, the second one takes effect. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 6. Which of the one that Rabbi Tarfon says, in a case of Suffolk Nazirus, one is not a Nazir, since Lonitna Nazirus Elo Hafla, Nazirus only takes effect if there is certainty. That's on Daf Yud Test. Good, number 7. Which of the learn that Shvua Sho Ocho can be interpreted in two ways depending on context. That's on Daf Tezayin. Good, number 8. Which of the one that the Pasuk of Nazir Lazir is the source that Nazirus is Chal on a Nazirus. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 9. Which of the one, according to Rav Huna, the parallel case of Shvua Betoch Shvua is where he said, "A Shvua, I won't eat figs. A Shvua, I won't eat figs and dates." That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, and number 10. Which of the one, the Rav Huna rules, in a case where one said he's a Nazir, if there's a certain amount of grain in a pile, and then some of it was lost, he is not a Nazir. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.